Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with the dumbest thing.
You said it, girl.
Yeah.
And collaborate.
They
we give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Tele Tuesday. You're listening to Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan and Stephanie Haynes, who will be wrapping up our chakra series with that number 7 chakra, the crown chakra. So get your pads out and your pencils. And you know, we're celebrating Black History Month, okay, which Black History is every day. But you know, I did not read this in my history classes. Did you know that a gentleman by the name of Pinckney Benton Stewart Pinchback, the 24th governor of Louisiana, was the first Black African-American governor in the United States? He was born in 1837. I didn't read anything about Mr. Pinchback. I didn't know anything about it, but I know something about it now. I'm sharing it with you, and you share it with our successors. You know, we got a deep, deep history out here. And in about 2 weeks, we're going to have another walking legend with us that's here walking amongst us now. That is a hidden treasure, Arlene Brown Harris, the first Black scientist, female, for Chevron, will be on to join us and share and care and answer your questions. So stay on the watch for that, okay? Stay on the watch for it. So we're going to have Ms. Stephanie Haynes coming in. You know, the history that showed up, that we had, you know, it didn't stop us then, and it's not stopping us now, okay? So I'm going to play a little bit of this just to get you ready for Stephanie that's bringing you in. That number 7 chakra, Stephanie Haynes, is the author of The Healing of the Wound, and the new book will be coming out, The Healing of a Man's Heart. Get plenty pencils and pads out because she's getting ready to educate you. Let's listen to this just for a little bit.
Don't have to worry.
so many things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
That's right. Ain't no stopping us now. Like I said, it didn't stop us then. It's not going to stop us now. Because we have to have determination. And when your determination changes, everything else will begin to move in the direction you desire. The moment you resolve to be victorious, every nerve and fiber in your being will immediately orientate toward your success. On the other hand, if you think this is never going to work out, then at that instant, every cell in your being will be defeated and give up the fight. And then everything really will move in the direction of failure. So you know we're not about failure over here. We're victors. We're about being victorious. And to keep us on the right path this evening, we have Miss Stephanie Haynes that's going to take us into the seventh chakra and just give us what we need to have to top it on off. Stephanie, are you on the air with us this evening?
Yes, Miss Linda, good evening. How are you and listeners?
Stephanie, I am wonderful. Stephanie, I have to put this out here. I know you're having a great event. I want you to tell us about it before you get going. And I know you've been very, very busy. So for you to take that break and to come in and care and share with us, it is much appreciated. We have so much gratitude for you. And before you get going in this series, because you know you take us from the beginning to the end, could you mention the event that's going to happen this week from your organization and give us some info before you get started on that number seven chakra?
You know, actually the event is on the 18th, and it's called the Masquerade Red Dress Affair. And it's an event for couples to learn more about intimacy, pleasure, and play. And Dr. Evan Johnson, she's going to come on and, you know, give us a little pointers and educate us on how to love each other, you know, for 50 and over. So this is for, you know, individuals that's 50 and over. And just to learn how to reconnect, re-energize, rejuvenate, you know, our relationships, you know, especially during COVID. Some relationship even got closer or strained. So this is the opportunity to, you know, put a little fire underneath that relationship and to spark it up. And, you know, it's Valentine's weekend, so this is the opportunity, you know, set your table at home, come dress in your red dress, and the guys, we're asking the guys to dress up as well and set your table as, you know, the ambiance of candles, chocolate, flowers, whatever you may be. And for those who register before the 12th, will receive a goodie box of things that you can use for the event. So we want you to go on to register. You can go to bwwla.org, click on events, and look for the Masquerade Red Dress and register there. And it's free. The event is free. So we've been doing a lot of called grown and sexy sex talks for 50 and over. So we are asking you to come on out and enjoy yourself. It's virtual. We was doing hybrid at one point, but when the new variants came in, we just going to take it virtual for a couple of months to make sure that everybody stays safe. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys on February the 18th. From 7 to 9 p.m.
Okay, well, February 18th, and they can go in again, and I'll post it out, and I'll repeat it again. Go to BB, bubble, bubble,
www.org,
okay, and go to the events for the Masquerade. And that is being functioned under Black Women for Wellness, which is a very, very dynamic organization out here, and they've been moving a long time. It's all about health, wealth, spiritual, and you. So I appreciate that. And on that note, I'd just like to put this out here before we get started, because once you get started, I don't like to interrupt you. You know, I want to give the number out to the 1-800 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-8255. You know, that is a suicide hotline. And we've been having a lot of that. You know, people that are having issues, they're good at camouflaging. They're good at camouflaging. And if you're not skilled to pick up on it, they won't let you know. But this number, 1-800-273-8255, that is a suicide hotline. Write it down. You know, when you're feeling a little bit funny after you didn't call 10,000 people, call them also. Okay, we need to all be here to get done what we have to do. Now, you see, I'm in tune with the Black Women for Wellness because it's all about that mental health, that spiritual health, and that mind health. And on that note, I'm going to be quiet, Stephanie, and let you take us on through.
Yes. So good evening, listener, once again. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the crown chakra. I'm going to read this little quote by Wayne Dyer. He says, "With our divine connection, we are always in touch with the solutions we are seeking." With our divine connection, we are always in touch with the solution we are seeking. And I want to add to that, because everything that we ever want and desire is within ourselves. And sometimes we look outside of ourselves for what we want. But if we can just cultivate, you know, shining that diamond, you know, that diamond in the rough that has those rough edges, if we can just chip away that roughness and smooth it out. You know, that's why we go through our trials and tribulations, our human revolution, whatever you want to call it spiritually, the things that we go through that help shape us and build us and make us. You know, that's what we have to do to be able to be that brilliant diamond that we all are looking for, that, you know, the highest enlightenment, you know. In Buddhism, we talk about the 10 worlds, you know, and we can go in and out of those 10 worlds at any given time, you know. In Christianity, they talk about the highest praise is hallelujah, right? So what we're going to talk about today and this evening is the crown chakra, which is the intuitive, it's the highest vibration, the spiritual that we'll be talking about. So the crown chakra is the seventh and the final primary energy point in the body. As it is named suggested, this crown is found at the crown of our head. The Sanskrit name of the crown chakra is Saharaha, which translates to thousand-petaled lotus. Thus, the crown chakra is considered the seat of consciousness. Now, this sacred seven and final main energy center governs the entirety of our consciousness, our thoughts, wisdom, and awareness, as well as our connection to the universe and the divine. This chakra traits includes unity, enlightenment, serenity, and the ability to see the beauty, essentially the divine, in everything. Whereas the root, being the first of the chakra, deals with our physical reality and our connection to earthly life. Now, the crown governs our spiritual and exercises our connection to both the universe and the higher realm of the divine. Now, the Sahara also plays a fundamental role in the functioning of our energy body. Now, as it regulates the dispersions of the prana, which is the life force, into the six other chakras located below the crown. Now, the seventh chakra is often seen as the bridge between the physical and the non-physical realm. Now, when the crown chakra is imbalanced, this chakra governs our spiritual connection and eye connections, eye consciousness, I'm sorry, and because it plays such a crucial role in the health of our other chakras. It is imperative that it be open and balanced for the overall healthy functioning of our energy body. Now, in case of a block or underactive crown chakra, we are likely to feel empathetic, lonely, passive, energetically numb, and physically fatigued. We may be disconnected from others emotionally and otherwise, or have a lack of direction, which result in being unable to establish or manifest our goals. Now, there can be a sense of aimlessly drifting through life without purpose or connection. Now, often an overactive crown chakra result in a desire for material belonging, which can never be satisfied. This greed and superficiality can also manifest as arrogant about life, which extends to others, resulting in a further disconnect from humanity. Now, instead of seeing the divine connection among all of us, we see only what disconnects us from others. Now, a spiritual disconnect from the divine is a disconnect from all that is, both others being and the universe. Ever, there is such a thing as too much of a good thing. Now, an overactive crown chakra can be detrimental in multiple ways. It can lead to us being obsessive in our spirituality. We may need a spiritual fix in order to get through one day, which is unhealthy. When used as a crutch, much like a cigarette, addiction or addition, we can also become very ungrounded as we pursue our divine connection at the cost of our earthly life. Now, forgetting the very important anchor of our root chakra, we may find ourselves constantly on the lookout for signs from the divine and believing or overanalyzing everything we see or experience. That's like living in fear. You know, I call fear false evidence in real. And that's a delusion. It's just in our minds, right? So I experienced this firsthand a few years into my spiritual awakening when I pursue my divine knowledge and connection in an ungrounded, boring, or obsessive manner at the expense of practicality and physical life. Now, I believe experience an overactive crown chakra happens to most people at some point during their spiritual awakening. However, it is important to be aware of this and not float off into the cosmos at the cost of life on earth. Now, the seven energy center governs pineal gland and the neurological system, as well as our eyes, our ear, and our nose. Now, common physical ailments due to a blocked brow chakra includes the following. We have migraine headaches, the pituitary gland issue, thyroid issue, hormonal imbalance, chronic fatigue, hair loss, cognitive issues, neurological disorder, nerve pain, psychological issues, from anxiety to depression. Now, when the crown chakra opens, as with all the chakras, there are some uncomfortable symptoms, both physically and mentally. As this energy center opens with the crown chakra, you may feel some intense sensation at the top of your head. Now, typically, a tingling, which can lead to a more powerful vibration that can make the skull, the head, the body, and the nerves throb. In some cases, you may feel an intense pressure as this energy center opens, resulting in a headache, being dizzy, disorientated, a ringing in the ear or head, or a mild feeling of electric energy as though you were being zapped. Now, during the alignment of the crown chakra, you are likely to experience an increased sense of intuition and connection to both yourself and the spiritual realm. Now, whatever you consider the divine to be, God, angel, the universe, or a spiritual animal, however you define it, you are likely to feel this powerful connection. Now, as you experience this connection, you may have a surge of emotion and feel more. Because, you know, when we're going through things and we get numb and you do things to numb yourself so you don't feel, whether it's sex, alcohol, drugs, being gambling, whatever it is, your vice to numb you from feeling. So when the chakra opens up, the things that I named before, those are the things that open up for you. And when you are attached to others, while we have simultaneously recognizing or realizing your detachment from them, especially in the case of an underactive crown chakra. Now, more present symptoms include unity with all of existence and a sense of bliss from knowing that there is more than just what we experience on earth. You see beauty in all things. And as a result, appreciate your own beauty, not just in your physical self, but in your spiritual self. A bonus is that your inner beauty not radiate externally. Now, during this experience, also normal to feel some of the old overactive or underactive symptoms temporarily rearing their head again. But this is usually just a temporary part of the process of alignment. Now, you may find that as a result of your crown chakra opening, you feel a flood of energy, both physically and spiritually, cruising across your body. Now, and the other chakras may awaken further or through a natural balancing process. Now, the goddess architect, the guru, now the guru is the spiritual teacher, showing the student how to live in a spiritually enlightened manner. Of course, there are many different teachers across religions and spiritual circles, but what set the guru apart is that she is able to impart divine wisdom, the desire for self-realization, and a sense of wholeness within her student. Now, this guru doesn't want to be your guru. She wants you to be your own guru, Now, the guru wants to see her students both become the very best version of themselves through their divine connections and the wise above the earthly physical plane, beyond the material and the worldly life. Now, in some ways, the guru can resemble the wise woman, the goddess archetype of the brow chakra. But whereas the wise woman is indeed wise, the guru is divinely wise. The guru sees all and knows the divine connection between every event, even though they seem bad. Just as the crown chakra is at the top of the chakra ladder, the guru is the head archetype of the chakra system, making her a role model for each and every one of us. However, this doesn't make the pure guru arrogant or hysterical. A truly powerful guru knows that because everyone and everything is connected, everyone is also a teacher, and lessons come from all life experiences, whether it's good or bad. Now, the guru represents the spiritual teacher that resides in each of us. In a higher self, we may not think of ourselves as ever being enlightened enough to become a guru. And perhaps we would never be spiritual teachers, but that does not mean of the guru, and use them as a role model for the development of our crown chakra. Our ultimate goal in our chakra work is to reach this level of enlightenment, much like the guru, and to realize that we are more than this earth and this body, that there is so much more to us and our existence, that everything is connected, and ultimately that we are one, that we see there is beauty in everything. The opening of the crown chakra, despite its odd sensations, was one of my favorite experiences and a turning point for me. I realized I no longer needed a Pacific guru or a spiritual teacher. Instead, I knew that all of life would be my teacher. I couldn't conceive of it. I became a spiritual teacher myself. However, the truth is that as much as I am a teacher, I am more so an eternal student of life. You never, ever stop learning. Now, we're going to go into the crown chakra stones. So, you know, if you didn't have your pen and paper, this is an opportunity to go get it now. And we're going to talk about the stones for the crown chakra. So some of my favorite stones for the crown chakra are recommended here. So the majority are the colorless, and I find this both calming and a reminder of the pure divine energy of this energy center. Now, so selenite is a clear colorless stone. It's exceptionally vibrational, distilling negative emotions and bringing clarity to the mind. Now, this ethereal stone connects us to our higher consciousness and to the realm of the divine. So it's wonderful to use cleaning up the crown chakra. Selenite wand carries a very purifying energy and can clear the aura of both people and its items. I use mine to clear crystals and other items I keep in my sacred space when I do my meditation. Now you have the clear quartz. One of my most half stones is the clear quartz. Now this common yet extraordinary stone has powerful cleaning and energizing properties. I like to use both the polished clear quartz stone and the wand for meditation and for balancing and healing. Now, placing a medium-sized polished clear quartz stone on top of one head or surrounding the head around the crown chakra, it activates it. It will help open up this powerful energy center and facilitate a divine connection. And then, you know, they said the diamonds are the girl's best friend. So diamonds are not only a girl's best friend, but also a powerful stone for our healing toolkit, often referenced to as the stone of invincibility. Thanks to its hard nature, diamonds have purifying, protective, courageous, and abundance energy. You can use a piece of a diamond jewelry during your crown chakra meditation and then wear it with the intention for it to continue to stimulate your divine connection. And then, you know, amethyst is one of my favorites, one of my most favorites. It's my most favorite over diamonds is amethyst. Now, amethyst is a wonderful stone for meditation and rituals and for balancing all the chakras. In relation to the crown chakra, it is the best to try and obtain an amethyst crystal that is an indigo as possible to tap into the seventh chakra. Now, by using amethyst in rituals or meditation, you can bring tranquility to your mind and clear it so you can experience the pure consciousness, the wisdom, and the bliss that comes with a fully open and balanced crown chakra. Now, I have a large piece of raw amethyst on my desk at work. And I also have a piece beside of my bed as well. And then I use a small tumbling amethyst stone for meditation and healing sessions. Now we're going to go into the essential oils for the crown chakra. Now all the essential oils recommended here have calming and relaxing properties. And some also have a mystical connotation like frankincense and myrrh were considered to be gifts to fit, you know, the king, as referred to in the biblical story of the three wise men. Then you have the lavender. Just as amethyst is a healing stone for all seven of the chakras, so too is lavender oil. It's universal. It is energetic assistance to all of the chakras. Now, when it comes to the crown chakra, lavender brings calmness and peace of mind, which facilitate clear-mindedness and maintains the open and the balanced flow of the seven chakra, energy chakra center. Now, diffusing this oil for the rituals and meditation or placing a few drops on your pillow at night promotes peace of mind and a divine connection. Now, frankincense, often referred to as a holy oil, It is another must-have in your essential oil toolbox, as it promotes tranquility and activates a spiritual connection. You can diffuse this oil for meditation and rituals, or take a few direct inhalations to create an almost instant energy shift. Now, this ancient oil has certain properties that stimulate our gland, the pituitary gland, so it has both emotional and physical benefits. All right, then we have the sphagnum. It's a lesser known but potent essential oil. It has a rich, earthy aroma that is grounding and can balance an overactive crown chakra. Now, this oil also has properties that help the brain and relieve some tension, like a headache, migraine, that are symptomatic of an imbalanced seventh chakra. And then we have myrrh, another mystical essential oil. It is wonderful stimulating an underactive or blocked chakra, crown chakra. It is recommended using this oil as a part of a custom blend for massaging the scalp and helping to open up the crown chakra. All right, so we're going to go into the divine connection blend. Now, the purpose of this custom...
Stephanie,
yes.
I need to ask you a question. I didn't hear you when you said, what was the oil before the last one, before myrrh? What was that oil, the third one?
Sphagnum.
Yeah. What is it? What is that oil?
It's an earthy aroma. It helps,
okay,
you have to ground you.
How do you spell that?
It's S-P-I-K-E-N-A-R-D.
Okay, S-C-I-N. Okay, that's what I needed to know. Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's S-P.
S-P as in...
P like in Paul.
Okay, I got it. Okay, got it. S-P-I. Okay, thank you.
All right. Okay, so we're going to go into the blending of this... divine connection oil. Now, the purpose of this custom blend is to connect you to your higher self and the divine realm. Now, the energy of the divine connection blend will assist with the rituals and meditations during the process of opening and balancing the crown chakra. You can also use the blend at times when you feel disconnected from yourself, others, or the universe, or when you need a little energetic assistance to reconnect to your spiritual path. So the ingredients: almond oil or any other carrier oil, 3 drops of lavender, 2 drops of frankincense, 2 drops of myrrh, and 1 drop a sphagnum. And what you're going to do is put it in a 2 ounce, you need a 2 ounce dark glass bottle and a dropper. First thing you're going to do is you're going to pour in the almond oil into a dark glass bottle using a dropper. You're going to add each essential oil, cover the bottle, and you're going to swirl it, you know, lightly. And then you can use it, you can massage with it, and put a little dab, you know, on the top of your head or your neck, inhale it. But remember, it's only for external use only. You can't ingest this. All right. So, you have any questions before I go into the visualization, Linda?
I'm sorry, I had the mute on. No, I have no questions. I got my pencil and paper ready for visualization.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so we can go into the visualization. All right, so to best facilitate this meditation, it is important to clean the physical and the energetic space of the crown chakra. Take a few moments to smudge your space in yourself. You can take your sage bundle and gently wave it around the crown of your head. Now, another powerful way to do this is to take some of the divine connection oil or the frankincense oil and massage it onto the top of your head using a medium-sized polished crown chakra stone, such as a clear quartz or the selenite. Now, you can diffuse the lavender oil or another of the crown chakra oil. Take a few drops, inhalations of these oil, then settle into a comfortable position. You can either sit down, lay down, whatever is comfortable for you. And just close your eyes. And then take a few cleansing breaths, inhaling through your nostrils and exhaling out through your mouth, while visualizing your breath as a beautiful violet light. Now bring your attention to the crown of your head and see your breath as a vibrant, vibrant light entering into your head and flooding your entire head and brain. Now see the violet light wafting in all the parts of your head and feel its soft through energy. Now focus on the crown of your head and see the violet light forming a half moon on top of your head, symbolizing your crown chakra. Now notice what this half moon looks and feels like. Observe its exact shape, dimensions, and color, and whether it is static or spinning. Continue to observe this half moon. Make a mental note of any image that comes to mind. The memory, feeling, the thoughts, and the intuitive insight you receive as to state of this powerful energy center. Now, once you feel you have obtained significant insight into the functioning of your crown chakra, take a moment to acknowledge and give gratitude to this energy point in your body, and then gently open up your eyes. Now we're going to go into the activation. Now the activation is best performed with the assistance of a natural light. You can be outdoors, the element permitting. But since we're this in the evening, you know, be by a lamp, you know, in a lighted place. And it won't be natural light, but will be some light. Now have your crown chakra stone in your hand. Now, if you have selenite or quartz on, weigh them around the top of your head to help to clear their energetically. Now, take one of your smooth, polished crown chakra stones and place it on the crown of your head as though you are wearing a crystal cap. Focusing on the crown of your head, visualizing once again the violet half moon, and see the healing violet light permeate through your entire head and brain. Feel the healing and the calming qualities of this light and start to breathe more consistently. As you breathe in, call in clarity and divine connection. Now, as you exhale, release through that do not serve you. As you exhale, release thoughts that do not serve you or that are outdated, meaning things in the past. You're going to let that be fine. This harmony, unloving, bring your attention to the violet half moon crowning your head and see an opening at the top of it, which allow light to stem in. See this light as a purifying golden light. With your breath, inhale this light through the opening of the half moon and see it shining into your head, almost like a torchlight. Now welcome this light as your divine connection, which allow you to connect to both your higher self and the divine realm. Feel a sense of peace and expansion within your mind, and a realization that everything and everyone is connected. That there is a divine order in your life, even if it does not appear so. Feel a sense of gratitude flood your body as you realize of connection and beauty in all of existence. Focusing once again on the crown of your head, see the violet half moon transform to a beautiful violet lotus, which starts to open up with more petals than you can count. All opening up towards the golden light, which continues to emanate from above. This lotus continues to flower. Feel a sensation of calm floods your entire body, from the head to the toe, as you realize that you are divinely connected, guided, and protected. Now I want you to gently just open up your eyes when you finish. Now we're going to go into the reflections. And this day with yours. And if you need to get some more of the connection oil, you can take that and just dab a little bit on your hands and just cup it up and just inhale it. Now I want you to place an amethyst crystal on your writing desk or wherever you are sitting, one of your polished stones, and hold it in your hand for a few moments, connecting it, clarifying properties. Now, at this time, you can journal about your crown chakra, what came up for you in your visualization, in your activation. Note what you have learned so far about your crown chakra and any insight you may have on how you can bring this powerful energy center into alignment and the ultimate flow. Now use want you to take time out now to just write down these questions and let's use them as a guide to reflect. All right, number one, do you view your life experience through a spiritual perspective? Do you view your life experiences through a spiritual perspective? What is your spiritual truth? And do you honor this in your life? Do you engage in religious and or spiritual rituals? And do you do these with intention? Do those who chant, are you really chanting wholeheartedly? You know, when you're praying, for those who are Christians, are you praying and believing in your prayer, not looking outside of yourself, but just really taking full responsibility of the cause, actions that you're making? Number four, do you feel connected to yourself and a higher source when conducting rituals, whether you're praying, chanting, whatever your spiritual practice is? Do you appreciate the beauty of nature? Are you able to see that an appreciation of beauty, whether in yourself, others, or nature, makes life more enjoyable? Do you believe it's your birthright to experience bliss? Do you feel that you need to solve all of your problems or achieve certain things to experience deep happiness? Or are you comfortable with stillness and silence? Do you feel connected to yourself, all living beings, whether people, animals, or plants? Now we're going to go into affirmations. Now, the crown chakra affirmation provides support when you are in the process of opening and aligning these energy centers, repeating them multiple times a day. You can create a mental, emotional, and energetic shift that will facilitate the opening and the balanced flow of the seventh chakra. You can also repeat this wherever you need to embody more of the traits of the guru and the positive qualities of a balanced crown chakra. Now, these mantras are best repeated silent with your eyes closed. Now, to begin, diffuse one of the combinations. So whatever you got burning now, just use that to ask, you know, to connect. Now I want you to focus your attention on the crown of your head. And let's visualize the violet half moon once more. Begin to repeat your affirmations. And as you do so, envision a violet light swirling around your head. Allowing this light to infuse you with calmness and the knowledge that all is well and as it should be. Now, as you repeat your affirmation, see the violet half moon softly, slowly transform into a beautiful lotus flower. And as the flower opens, feel a sense of peace, connection, and otherness flood your body. And grab your pen and paper. And these are some affirmations that I would like for you to write down. Number one, I am one with the universe. I am one with the divine. I honor and nurture my divine connection. I embrace the perfection and imperfection. I trust that all that is unfolding is in my highest good. I am at peace with myself, others, and all of life. I experience bliss regularly, simply from living my everyday life. All right, listen to them.
I'm here. I've written them down, and like I said, I have a wonderful gift over here that I got because, you know, I love the chakras. And as you were talking about the affirmations and feeling, you know, seeing that half moon and seeing that beautiful lotus flower open up, and, you know, the color is the violet, which is my color, that purple. I was looking at my card, and this is, I guess this is an affirmation. It's called Chakra Wisdom Card, and it says, I feel the divine force flowing through me. I honor this, and I know that it flows through all. I am calm in knowing that I am one with all, and I contemplate and mediate on this fact. These cards are lovely. My question to you is it wise, or is it, I know it's a good thing, because I could take out these cards every morning and read every last one of them. Am I overloading myself here?
Oh, no.
Okay. I love it. I will talk to you about the cards. I think it's a beautiful gift. And like you say, whatever your spirituality is, you chant, you pray, you're drawing the sand or whatever, you need to be able to get totally in touch with yourself and meditation. But this is like an addition because it's all connected. When the chakras, let me get this straight, these chakras line up our soul, our life. If you study them and if you are aware of them, it helps you have more empathy for another individual, because you can look at them and tell that throat chakra is out or is unbalanced. Or I think in the beginning, when you were giving us the explanation, you know, talking about being, you know, shining like the diamond that was going in, but how it brings about arrogance and when the blocks are there and the disconnects that it show, if you're aware of these things, it helps you with that individual, wouldn't you say?
Uh-huh.
Then you don't want to really turn around and just totally disappear, but you're aware. So whatever your spirituality is, whatever you do, we always pray for ourselves and others, then you can add that individual into your prayer because you see it and you recognize it. This is, I love all the topics, but you know, you can go over and over and over with me with these chakras because I know that that's what keeps our soul, body, mind, and soul in order, and it's there for a reason. And they're not going to, they can be perfect at times, but you need to figure out when they're open and when they're closing. And this is what I enjoy so much about this. This is so helpful. You know, the chakras, those are my babies. She takes us, you know, we go through visualization, we go through the stones, we go through the blend, we go through the affirmation of it, we go to the affirmations, and we go through the reflections. It is a wonderful thing. If a person was participating, and we were speaking of the chakras, it's always wise that they have that journal because it goes step by step. This is a process, wouldn't you say, Stephanie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But we're going to talk about that. So, you know, I'm good over here because we've hit the top. And what is our next chapter going to be when we move in for next week?
All right. So next week we're going to talk about the energy activation ritual.
Oh.
So we're going to go into different rituals for, you know, after we kind of balance the chakras and just keeping us, you know, activated and energized and connected.
Okay. Because we have to have that because there's things out here that are disconnecting us, and you know, it's just so much going on. But this is like so great, and I'm so glad that we've gotten through this series and then moving to the energy, because there's a lot of energy gonna be moving around here. But that's Super Bowl Sunday. It's already here. It's here.
Oh, yeah.
And I look at my cards and I go through and read, because even though I'm not out there in the midst of it, but I'm at the point where when I can look at you and say, you know, your throat chakra is imbalanced. It's closed. And they look at you like, what are you talking about? Okay. Then you need, I'm not the person, I'm not the healer, but I can recognize it. And that's what's exciting to me, because I love this series on the chakras, because I know that controls everything. Each and every one of them has a responsibility, but they're each there to go together. You know, and if you can line them up and recognize them, and like you say, the imperfect versus the perfect, nobody's perfect, but if you can recognize when the closing is coming, then you know what needs to be open, and that puts you ahead of the game, doesn't it? That keeps you calmer. Like you say, the amethyst. I love amethyst. I wear amethyst bracelets, amethyst rings. I have a big amethyst, raw amethyst, but it's sitting facing my front door. Okay, it's there, but I love amethyst. And speaking with you about the various stones and things, you know, we talked about the turquoise, dealing with the throat chakra. You know, I love turquoise, so I'm looking for a nice necklace that's mixed with turquoise and amethyst. So how am I going to keep myself balanced? What are those stones going to do, Stephanie, if I may ask you?
I don't know. Actually, I have one amethyst.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it helped me to speak my truth and also to keep me intuitive.
Yes, I love amethyst. I love turquoise. So, although when you say what would you like, those are the two things that I scream up. I love my turquoise. And then I said, oh, well, I wonder if I could get the amethyst and turquoise. That would be something very exciting. Well, this note, we're ending on the series of the seven chakras, but it won't be too long before it comes back, because every time I get an opportunity to beg for it, when we're going to do the chakras again, because it is so informative. Everything is, but the chakras, it's just, I'm just drawn to them, you know. I like to see the colors. I like to know about the colors. I like to know the meaning. I like to know their responsibility, what it does. And when we're blending and mixing, fragrances have a lot to do with our moods. And so when you talk to us about the blending of the oils and how to prepare them, I have little, each session, I go and I get my little bag and get all my oils, and I have them separated. So I have my this chakra oil for this, number one, two, three, you know. So when I need to really get into it, I have it there. And any form of meditation or what you could do, as you say, your spirituality, that's all a part of you. And we are all a part of the universe, and we're all as one out here. So learn as much as you can about yourself and about the universe, and that will help you deal with others. That helps you help others, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, I just wanted to know, but I can get my little chart out, but I love my little cards. I love my cards, and flipping through and my little self-planner here, I haven't got into it. Such a wonderful gift. Thank you so much. That's my special gift. Special. So when we meet up, I know that the event is coming up. We do have to have a serious powwow, which we will do that, but I know how it is when you're going into the planning. We'll wait until after it, until after the 18th. Let's see, the 18th, now you said that is on February 18th. That is on a Friday, right? And
correct.
We have, I drew a Find It Out Friday, but you know, that might be a thing where we can have people, more people come on, and we can really find something out on that Friday, huh? Wouldn't you say? So
oh,
I'm going to
yeah.
get busy on that, because I always schedule out ahead of time. So the person that's supposed to come on that day, I think we'll just all be there for grown and sexy. Mm-hmm. And then we can find it out and bring it back the following week. Let me give that some thought. So I'm going to go in, and to register for that event is BBWWLA, BB like boy, boy, WWLA.org.
Uh-huh.
And go through the events and go to the masquerade. I saw the beautiful flyer, and it's my knowledge that your daughter designed that flower, that flyer.
Oh, yes. And let me give you the correct website. It's BWW.
BWW, one B. Okay, BWWLA.org.
Uh-huh.
And we go in and register and get that information. And you said try to do it before the 12th, okay? When I get off, I'm going to do it. But I think on that particular day, we might have to have everybody that we tell what we found out. I think we need to have them join us, okay, so that I can put on my red dress and my rose petals and whatever I need to do to be a part of that. Because now the speaker is, what is her name again, if you could tell me?
Dr. Johnson.
Okay. Great. Okay. Well, on that note, if you're complete, I'm complete, and I always extend the time because I definitely do not like to rush you, and I don't want us to rush, so we take it out. So what I'm going to do is play some reminder music here. That's why we do that old school, because it gives a message, and take us on out for Tell It Tuesday. And Stephanie, again, congratulations on the event. Thank you for coming on. I know what's happening when you're planning events out there, and as thorough as you will leave no stone unturned. So you're going to make sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed, because that's what you're about. And we appreciate you so much here for coming. And we're finished with the seven the chakra series, talking about the seven chakras, and we're going to go into, what is it, energy activation? Is that the title, or how should I list that?
Yes, it's energy activation.
Okay, energy activation, which you need, we need to all know about that. So if you are complete, do you have something that you'd like to give us to carry us through the week and prepare us for the Super Bowl and all this excitement that's going to be happening here?
I think the most important thing is be safe. COVID is not over. Wear your mask. You know, keep your safe distance. You know, just be safe. It's going to be crazy this weekend.
Yeah, I think the energy will flow. I'm not going in that direction. Some of my relatives are coming. We're coming in. We got an extra ticket. You want to go? And I love football. But you know what I said? Give it to your nephew. Give it to your nephew. I don't want to go in there unless I'm in a helicopter in a bubble. I can watch it, you know, at a distance. And, you know, I'm a football fan, because if it wasn't for this event, I would be trying to get my seat right on the 50. I love football. Love it. Okay, can almost get out there and call the games. But I'm going to just kind of like pull back on it and send good thoughts out there and positivity so that we can be kind. I told them to be kind and respectful. We'll have people coming in from other areas. They're not used to the way we drive, so be courteous. And for the pedestrians that here, watch out, because I think we're the only state that have, the pedestrians have the right of way, aren't we? You know, so be careful when you step off that curb. We do not want to find your leg in San Diego somewhere, because you're going to have a lot of people here driving that don't know about that rule. So, you know, we have to be mindful of it. We want to be respectful, welcoming. We want to beam like the sun, Los Angeles, and it's going to be a beautiful day. And guess what? This is the Rams' house, and they're going to win, okay? And I'm putting it out there, you know. They're just going to win. So on that note, I'm going to take us out of here. And Stephanie, thank you. I will be speaking with you. Let me know when you have a break time. Give me a couple of days, and we'll work it out. And because I have something I'd like to share with you, and I need you. Well, you'll be a part of it, but I just need to let you know what it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, you. It can't be done without you. It's a 3-part series here, and you're right there. You know, it's 1, 2, and 3 of it. The number 2 slot is right there. That's the way it has to go. That's the way it will go. And we'll talk about it, and I'll get your intake on it, and it's going to be awesome. That's all I can tell you. It's going to be awesome. So on that note, have a great evening. Who made the flyer? Was it Tracy that made the flyer?
No, Shantae, my oldest son.
Shantae made the flowers, so she's the graphic artist. Will she do work for a nun family? Well, I'm family, so I can talk with her about, give her my idea, and she can whip it up. Will she? Yeah, we'll talk about it, because I love the flyer. It's beautiful. When I looked at it, it was like, okay, here we go. So, yeah, I think we're going to move that Friday, find it out. I think everybody needs to be on that screen and find it all out together. Dealing with the grown and sexy, and we have a mixed audience, so, you know, do they have to be, I know it's for a certain age over 50, but does somebody want to come in there in 30? Are they able to come?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to open it up out there.
That could be dating a 50-year-old man, or vice versa.
That's true. That is absolutely correct. That is absolutely correct. So it's really, really open for everybody. You know, education, like you say, we learn from everything and everybody. So I think that's a great idea. So let me put it out there and switch some things around, and we'll come and find it out on Friday through that event. Then we can share that out there more, can we?
Yes, we can.
All right, so let me go find my red dress. And we're wearing masks, so it's a masquerade. Ooh, that's fun. That's going to be so much fun. So you want the ladies to wear red, have your mask on. Gentlemen to dress up, all of your ambiance, your flowers. Now, you might see me sitting in a jacuzzi with some rose petals around me. I wonder if the camera will be able to take that, okay? Because, and before I let you go, I wanted to share with you, you know, we was talking about, I think, that number six chakra, that's the third eye. Am I correct? That's the one we spoke of.
Right.
And remember, I was asking you, I kept saying, well, what about the fifth eye? You know, I always tell people I got five eyes. You know, most people work with third, but I got five. And if need be, I'll go find the number six one. But after hearing the information about it, I see where that five is coming from, because that's a five-pointed star that's being activated, that you're seeing spinning. And I said, that's where the five came from. See, I kind of we have everything we need. We just need to have all of that information woke up. That's why it's waking up. Well, in the max hand, we want to get these blood cells moving, let you know that you already have everything you need. We need to polish that diamond and get it out the rough so we can keep on moving forward. Wouldn't you say?
I agree.
All right, Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, new book coming out, The Healing of a Man's Heart. They will have an event February 18 for Black Women and Wellness. The website is B as in boy, www.la.org. Go, sign up, join us, because I think that's where you're going to find out your information on Friday, February 18th. I've already made up my mind. Stephanie, we love you. Thank you. Get you some rest. And please get back with me on the open. It has to be weekend day so that it's a more relaxed, you know, because I have to share some things with you, okay? And we'll spend a couple of time and have some tea and crumpets or some macaroni and tea. Well, you don't eat that. You're a healthy person. We'll get some vegan stuff. But you do eat seafood, don't you? You like seafood, right?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. All right. That's all I need to know. Slot me out. Give me scheduling after the 18 the weekend days, and let me know so I can get going with this, and it'll be you and I.
All right.
All right. We're going to have a day with some seafood, tea, and crumpets. And I can show you all the stones that I go get after every show. I go right to the shop and get my little bag ready because I want to be ready over here. Love you, Stephanie Haynes. Love you. Have a wonderful evening.
Love you too, Miss Linda. Thanks for having me.
All righty. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, my mama told me, cause she said she learned the hard way. Said she wanna sell the children. She said don't give a say your soul away, cause all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for the truth. Because all that you have is your soul. I was a pretty young girl once. I had dreams, I had high hopes. Married a man, he stole my heart away. Gave his love, but what a high price it paid. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for the truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. Why was I such a young fool? Thought I'd make history, making babies was the best I could do. Thought I made something could be mine forever. Found out the hard way one can't possess another. And all that you have is your soul. Don't be tempted by the shiny apple. Don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice. Hunger only for a world of truth. Cause all that you have is your soul. I thought I could find a way. See the system, make a deal and have no debt to pay. Take it all, I take it all, how to run away. Leave myself, first, last, and first rate. All that you have is your soul.
Clap your hands, sing a happy song. care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.